Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 133 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues, involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest boasts over 30 years of involvement in Junior A hockey. Join us now, the Commissioner of the Central Canada Hockey League, Kevin Abrams. Kevin, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Great to be back.
13th season as commissioner of the CCHL. During your tenure there, the league has grown from 10 to 12 franchises, which is an all-time high. How special is this to be part of this kind of growth and expansion, and really, essentially, the strength of a league that enables you to expand like this?
Well, you know what? It was an objective we'd had early on in my tenure. We thought that we were a little underserviced in our area, and getting to 12 teams was a process that I think all the other teams embraced, the owners of those teams. And I think we took our time and made sure it was the right decision. And the 12th of those two teams that we added, or the final two, one was the Carleton Place Canadians, who've gone on to have tremendous success. So I think we chose wisely in terms of location, and I think it's been a positive for the league ever since.
So not only are you in your 13th year as a commissioner of the CCHL, you're also now the chairman of the board of the CJHL, which oversees the 10 Junior A leagues across the country. From that perch, give me an overall sense of where the CJHL is right now overall.
You know what? I think we're in a really good place. We have excellent leadership with Brent Ladds, who makes me look like a spring chicken when it comes to experience, which is not many can claim that these days, but Brent's been invaluable just in terms of his relationships and his experience. And I think, our relationship and partnership agreement with Hockey Canada has been something that's really, I think, changed the entire dynamics of junior A hockey. So we've really benefited from the leadership of Tom Rennie and Scott Smith and how they've worked with us. And I think that's something that I'm really pleased to be part of, and certainly have no question that the benefit is there for us to deliver our programs right across the 10 leagues and the 130 plus teams that play at this level.
For parents who are listening and thinking about putting their kids in the CJHL, and for people thinking about being involved in the league, help us to understand the relationship between the CJHL and Hockey Canada and why that is so important.
Well, I think we're that second tier of elite hockey at the junior level behind the Canadian Hockey League. And I think, we touch twice as many communities just by virtue of the footprint that we have and the number of teams that we have. Certainly not at the level that they do, but in some senses, we probably have more of a grassroots connection just because of the number of communities that we're in. And I think, the relationship is one where I think, when you come from different parts and different regions of the country, there are dynamics there that sometimes are unique to those areas. And where Hockey Canada has been outstanding is recognizing that the level of play at the junior A level is a national level, and it warrants some national consideration when it comes to how they want to mandate things and really how they want to roll out any of their changes or suggestions or ideas. And so the partnership agreement has really allowed us to have some really concrete input into how that works and working with the local branches, but also with Hockey Canada directly when the situation requires it. So it's been extremely positive for us.
In conversation with the CCHL Commissioner Kevin Abrams, Kevin, and I think what's happening with your increased national exposure is major increased national and international attention for your players within the league, which then means NHL Central Scouting is taking your kids way more seriously. Talk to me about how important that has been to receive that kind of recognition from Central Scouting, that your league is developing that kind of talent.
Well, I it really stems from our relationship with Hockey Canada and how they've been able to really connect us with the National Hockey League in a lot of their endeavors. Instead of just only dealing with the highest level, they've recognized there's a market there for elite players that sometimes choose this path over the CHL, or others that just develop at a different pace. And I think, we don't want to close doors for players. And I think the NHL certainly recognizes that. And again, with the support of Hockey Canada, we've been really able to embrace that and provide a lot of those elite players just a chance to do something that's a little bit different certainly the path less traveled in Canada, but one that still develops a significant number of players for higher levels. And our objective is just to be there for those players if this is the path they choose, and and support whatever levels they want to pursue. But that's been again, the NHL has been wonderful to us. They've supported our events through Hockey Canada. And, it's really allowed us to showcase our players at a completely different stage.
You and I have spoken about this before, and that's something else you've embraced is technology, real-time stats, advanced scouting, administrative software. How important has that been, and how effective has that been for you?
Well, for our league in the CCHL, it's really been paramount to what we really provide players and families. I mean, we've added some full-scale analytics that our players receive. It includes video clipping of every single one of their shifts the next day after they play, and all of our broadcasts are high definition. So we have really extremely high quality video, and now we have full analytic breakdown of every single game. So we've tried to do those things that a lot of our markets were challenged with staffing and were challenged with tier bases. But if we can make things more automatic, I think what's happened is those are the kinds of things that really, I think, in this generation, as we move forward, those are the things that families and players certainly embrace, is having the best available technology. So we've been trying to be leaders in that area, and so far we've been able to really forge our way as that being somewhat of our claim to fame, when it comes to the things that we provide.
Well, the league has certainly come a long way, and it's being internationally recognized for that. Thanks for this, Kev. Always great catching up, my friend. Enjoy the playoffs.
Hey, Will. Thanks very much, Gino. Appreciate it.
That was Central Canada Hockey League Commissioner Kevin Abrams. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.